Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Harvest comes when you sow your seed. And it's not just money. Money is the smallest part of it. You sow your heart. You sow your mind. You sow your words. Your life is a seed. Go back to Matthew 13. Let's finish reading this. Matthew 13. He said, verse 18, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then comes the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. What's the devil interested in? Stealing the seed. Because he knows the power of the seed. He knows if that seed gets in you and germinates and starts growing, there's nothing he can do to stop the harvest. So what does he try to do? Keep you from being in service. Keep you from reading your Bible. Or if you're there, get you daydreaming about something else. Did you hear me? So that the seed comes. See, the seed was sown, wasn't it? But what happened? It didn't get in. It just fell on the surface. Fell off by the wayside. In every one of these cases, we'll read the other couple here in a moment, but every one of them, it wasn't the seed's fault that they got no results and no harvest. It wasn't the sower's fault. What was the difference? The ground. The ground. Let's keep reading. He said, he that received the seed in the stony places, the same as he that hears the word and anon with joy receives it, yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while. And when tribulation or persecution rises because of the word, by and by he's offended. And he that receives seed among the thorns is he that hears the word in the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. Now let's just stop right here. Those thorns, what did they come from? Did they come from a seed too? Are you seeing this now? Can you have bad seeds and good seeds in the same patch of ground? But what's happening in that case? The more bad seed that's growing and developing, it takes away from the nourishment of the good seed. And here in this case, what happened? The bad seed did what? Is that even possible?
Yes.
Is it possible to come to church and to read your Bible and to listen to good materials and get good seed in you? Seed that produces faith and joy and victory. But yet, the rest of the week, let seeds of doubt and fear and failure get in you? Is it possible to give more heed to the bad seed until the bad seed chokes out your faith? Chokes out your victory? Has it happened too many times? That's why he said, take heed what you hear. Take heed what you let somebody plant in you. Every time somebody's talking to you, their words are seeds. Every time you watch something on TV. Every time you listen to something on the radio. Well, Brother Keith, I don't even have to know what they're singing. I just like the rhythm. I just like the jam. There's seed in it. Make sure it's what you want to come up. Well, I'm not going to do all that. I know they cuss some and carry on. They talk about violence and drugs and sex, you know. I'm really into that. I just like the beat. It's seed. It's seed. There's seed trying to get in you. from the moment you open your eyes to the you lay your head at night. The enemy is sowing seed and God's sowing seed. And you're the ground. A lot of seed never makes it in. You see that? The wayside ground. But then some seed gets in. But then some bad seed gets in. How many think a lot of gardens need some weeding done?
Yes, sir.
Right? Need some major weeding. Now skip on down to verse 24. Well, I skipped verse 23. Let's don't skip that. Verse 22, he said, he that received seed among the thorns, he heard the word, and the care of this world, the care of this world, is that a seed? Are there worry seeds? Fear seeds? Somebody says, well, I got to worry about my kids. That's my life. I mean, mama's worried about the kids. Daddy's worried about the kids. Grandma's worried about their kids. Well, then you're having no faith for your kids. You can't be full of fear about your kids and have faith for your kids. And if you're full of fear, then your prayers are vain. I know that's a strong thing to say, but it's just the fact. You can get down and you can pray half the night about your kids and pray a good prayer and pray according to the word. But if you're going to get up and the rest of the day talk fear and unbelief, then you have undone your prayers with your mouth. And if you worry more and fear more and talk fear and worry more than you do the word of faith, then the fear is choking out your faith. We got to be on guard against this stuff. We got to see when the enemy's trying to plant something in us. He's very subtle. Very subtle. And it can be just a little bitty seed. If he could just get you to just think on it just a little while and he can water it just a little bit. And he's a persistent cuss. He'll work on getting the seed germinated in you for 15 years.
That's right.
Are y'all with me now?
Yes,
a seed of fear.
Yeah.
A seed of suicide.
Yep.
A seed of adultery.
Yes.
A seed of lying and stealing.
Amen.
In the beginning, you wouldn't even look at it. You wouldn't even think about it. But year after year, year after year, he's a persistent cuss. He'll try to water it, get somebody else to put a little seed in there. He'll try to get it going in you. And if it germinates and it grows long enough, you'll have fruit. Oh, but the good seed. The good seed. Keep reading. Verse 23. He that received seed in the good ground, he heard the word, he understood it, and it brought fruit. Some 100-fold. That's a big crop. And 60 and 30. Another parable he put forth, and see this goes on with it. He said, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. Kingdom of heaven's like this. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat. And went his way. Does the devil sow seed? And when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. And the servants of the householder came and said to him, sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where'd these old tares come from? Weeds and junk. He said, an enemy did this. Enemy did this. The servant said to him, you want us to go gather them up? He said, no. Lest while you gather the tares, you root up the wheat with them.
Yeah.
Now, this will answer a lot of questions. Why does the Lord let some of this stuff go? Because it'd be too disruptive to the earth to completely separate it right now. The Lord of the harvest knows what he's doing. He said, let both grow together until when? Until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I'll say to the reapers, you go gather first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them. But gather the wheat into my barn. Skip down to verse 36. The disciples said, would you declare to us this parable? Verse 37, he said, he that sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field's the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. Who?
Us.
That's us. We're the good seed.
Yes.
We're the good seed. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. Is there bad seed in the earth?
Yes.
Yeah. People say, well, we're all one big family and it's the universal brotherhood of man. No, we're not. No, we're not. If you're not born again, you're not in the family of God. You're a tare. There's a lot of terrors around. People that's on a tear. Right? I mean, it's obvious. It's not good seed coming up. And the enemy that sowed them is the devil, and the harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, that's how it'll be in the end of the world. And the Son of Man will send forth His angels, and they'll gather out of His kingdom all things that offend, and them that do iniquity, and they'll cast them into the furnace of fire, and they'll be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. And then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. That's us. We're going to shine like the sun in the kingdom of our Father. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Back up to verse 31. Another parable. See, this whole passage just keeps on talking about this. The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds. But when it's grown, it's the greatest among herbs. It becomes a tree. And the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Don't despise a seed. Don't despise the day of small beginnings. Don't despise yourself and look at yourself as little and what God could do through you. Friend, God could take you so far. He could make you such a blessing. He could put in your hands such resources and in your heart such love and such faith. He could take you so far from where you are, just like a mustard seed could begin to grow and grow, and it just won't quit. It just doesn't stop. How many believe this church can grow?
Yes.
And this ministry can grow?
Yes.
You in the ministry can grow?
Yes.
This thing can just get bigger and bigger and bigger and multiply upon itself.
Yes,
right?
Yes,
until the kingdom of God is advanced and increased and we do our part. Stand on your feet, please.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Kingdom Principle, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402H. That's R1402H. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.